see you're going to have a Saturday session.
Well, I'm going to play the Red Devil getting a quorum down there, but I want to call them in just to offer these filibusters a chance to make speeches.
Yeah, I wouldn't think they'd want to very much. What did they ever do with your request on the Legion?
Well, that hadn't been disposed of as yet. We're going to hear McNamara, and then we'll hear Hewitt Humphrey, and then I'd assume that they'll want to bring somebody else in. And when
I'm against your hearing Humphrey at all. I just think that's outrageous. I don't want Bill Fulbright to start subpoenaing.
Well, he's not subpoenaing Hubert. In fact, I think he took the attitude that he didn't see any he didn't see much point in bringing Humphrey.
We had all these hearings done, Russell. We had all these hearings, 500 of them. I've had four meetings of them, so that every son of a bitch on that committee could hear Humphrey and could ask him a question if he wanted to.
Yes, sir.
Now to go and duplicate it, I think it's just awful.
Well, Mr. President, we were talking about inviting Hubert Humphrey to come testify, and I said, well, how nice it'd be for Hubert to come and everybody to hear Hubert prior to the time we heard him, but now they've all been invited to hear him. Well, then I'd say I'd be the first to agree. Well, no, it's not necessary.
Yeah, I think we ought to. I think you ought to get our friends on that committee and all of them say to him, we've heard him for 2.5 hours, and some of us have heard him for 2 days, and some of us have heard him twice. And another thing, I think it puts Fulbright in a position of harassing us and subpoenaing, more or less, the impression of getting him in there. And then I think it kind of gives the Bobby forces a little chance to criticize him.
Well, frankly, Mr. President, your own friends on the committee were kind of confused the last meeting as to just which way to go.
Yeah,
I was myself. Now, as a practical matter, I voted one of my principal reasons for voting to bring Secretary McNamara for the committee was that Morris said he'd refuse to hear him if the Secretary came in an executive session. And I thought that if you're going to hear any more witnesses, you couldn't find a better man than Secretary McNamara to bring in there.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what they're doing with it. They're going to make us wait 2 or 3 weeks, and we're just starving. We haven't got a dime. We're trying to support that government.
Well, we aren't going to hold that bill up, Mr. President. The bill's going to come on through all right.
Yeah.
We can vote the bill out.
Well, he says today that he's going to wait till Humphrey and McNamara come, and McNamara can't get there till next Thursday. They just wrecking this government. They're making him stay there. McNamara's testified 21 days. I got just day and night.
Well, I'll go change my vote. We'll vote not to hear McNamara. I think we can vote not to hear him.
They're going to wait to hear him next Thursday. And you see, he's before Armed Services, I guess, today. I don't know where he is Monday. Where he is Tuesday, first day is Thursday, that he's not testifying before Rivers or Russell or some of them, and he has nothing whatever to say on the economic aspects of this thing, except that Fulbright apparently wanted him to come, and he said he wanted to hear two witnesses, so we furnished him Secretary of State, Maxwell Taylor, and Dave Bell, and Dave testified 2 days for him.
Well, I think we could reverse that about Secretary McNamara coming. I just think that being the case, we can turn that back around.
Just tell him you want to delay the bill.
If you call the committee together, I move to report the bill. I think I can get the votes.
Well, you better check them and see if Dirksen will go with you. Tell Dirksen that here's your practical problem as leader. We've got to have some leadership up there and got to get these fellows going. And what we do is we send up a supplemental. I've forgotten, but I think it's January the 12th. We didn't come in here for a week later than we ought to have, later than we did last year. The year before went January the 4th. This year we came in the 10th. And we told them last fall that we were going to be borrowing from Peter to pay Paul. Under this economic stuff, you can borrow from the fund, one fund, not over 10% or something. And they've been stretching all those funds. So he said he could get through the month of January without any trouble. So we got testified, and it couldn't get through January. So now we got through February, and now the House has passed it, only 27 votes against it. And a good deal of the money is in there to support this government out there. And I wish you would see.
Yes, sir.
But that is what is happening. Now, if we can, our strategy ought to be this. We ought to try to say that that Humphrey has spoken to four groups in 2 days. He hadn't even stopped for a moment. He traveled in 9 countries, day and night, 43,000 miles. Now, he's come back here and he's briefed every member of the House and every of the Senate. Now, he didn't want to pick out a committee because if he picked out appropriations, it foreign relations would be heard. He picked out armed services, foreign affairs would be met. So he picked all the committees first. He picked the leaders first. Then he picked all the committees that had any jurisdiction. He let them ask any question he wanted to. Then he picked all the members. And we're just finishing up tonight.
Well, Mr. President, I can save you time on this. I'll see to it that Humphrey's not called and that McNamara's not called. I think I can handle that for you. Now, without any difficulty at all, frankly, if I'd known that that's what we ought to do at the beginning, they wouldn't have been called. Now, I do think somebody one of your smart boys down there ought to draw me up a memo explaining the urgency of this matter, of both these two big bills, the one on the floor and the one in the committee, because Bill Fulbright said that if you read the House report, the House boys say that they don't buy this plea of urgency, and he says that he don't really see any urgency about it. And I do need me a good, strong memo from you've got several boys capable of writing it down there, or somebody in the State Department, pointing out why this is urgent, so I can say this is very urgent, and it must be done, because, incidentally, somebody just told me on the committee this morning, say, well, they're down at the White House, and after all that Humphrey said about Westmoreland saying that's the finest equipped army we've ever had and all that, that kind of yanks the rug out from under you to say, well, why in the hell do we need all this? So I need to have me a good memo, pressing, that I can use to respond to the opposition and to show how urgent it is. And with that, I'd be in position to move to report the bill and not wait for any more witnesses. And if most of them like it, just to heck with it. So if somebody get
well,
that to me, I think I can move those bills for you.
You touch those bases and be sure that you got the Republican votes and your own members that
yes.
are reporting.
Yes. Now, I take it. Well, I think I've got the Republicans. And I think I've got enough virus. But now, to move, it's just a matter of getting it to a vote. Just say we want a vote. Now, I take it that if between two urgent bills, you'd rather get that foreign aid supplemental authorization in ahead of the tax bill.
Well, not if it's going to take days of debates like this one, because we need to get the tax bill $7 million a day.
Yes, sir.
And then we need it so we can start our studying on all the other problems that we have. And once we get that one behind us, we can release a lot of the people that are working on it to do other things.
Right.
But I'd rather have tax, if I had my choice, that first. Unless
you'd rather have the tax bill ahead of that bill in the foreign election?
If it's going to take another week or two like the military did, you see?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because that cost me $7 million a day, and that's
that
more than the Congress cost.
That tax bill won't pass the day we call it up itself, you know, because this is the Senate where we have this free debate business, and so... Yeah. We'll go right on ahead and
have you got the votes on your tax bill?
Mr. President, I think so, but my information is mainly what you've got up there. It's, you know, it's the notes count I'm relying upon is more Mike Manitos than it is myself. But I assume if we got Dirksen's vote that we'll have Talmadge and we got Clint Anderson, so myself, Smathers, Anderson and Talmadge, I'd assume that we ought to be able to count on the on four solid votes on our side, and I guess we'd probably get Ribbikoff, and so 4 or 5 on our side, plus what they could give us on the other side, we ought to be all right.
How did Fowler get along? Did you wind up this morning?
No, sir. Well, we've got to come back Monday, but we've disposed of the other witness by now, so we've only got Fowler to answer the question of guys who were not in town today and thought they couldn't be there. And John Williams wants to ask you about 45 minutes some questions, but Williams promises me that he's not going to delay us reporting that bill past Wednesday, and he thinks that we might be able to report it Tuesday. So we can get our bill out there, I'd assume, by... we can get that... can report it some at Wednesday at the latest, I think, and maybe Tuesday.
I'll get you the letter. Don't say I called you. Just say that you asked for the status of the bill, and I'll get Dave Bell to get it up to you right quick.
Mm-hmm. Incidentally, somebody might compose me. Somebody might, well, no, I guess it should be done, but somebody might compose for me a kind of a an offshoot of that letter that you've been reading a number of times up there, and I'd just say, well, it's just so I could show some fellows around here and say, well, this is just my composition about what this letter said. I heard the president read it a number of times.
I think we better make any reference to other senators. I think you, as a leader, ought to know what's happening.
But would you please, sir, have somebody get me up a statement of the urgency of these two bills, because I'm in several places during the day, and I just can't cover all bases. That's just one fellow trying to... But I don't know why it is that makes some of these guys want to... I so blamed independent when the country's face at stake, but that's what we're up against. And I think we can get you everything you're looking for, but...
What's going to happen on this?
We just have music.
What's going to happen on
this? Why in the hell you want to put Wayne Morrison in the Foreign Relations Committee? I can't
understand. What's going to happen?
I agreed to stand aside so he could go on there, if you recall.
What's going to happen, Russell, to Morrison's resolution to repeal? How many votes will he get?
All the predictions I get are about four.
Who?
Well, he's going to get Greening, of course.